Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A little bit of news here. I don't think it should be a surprise. We're starting to hear reports. Cliff Kingsbury, the Commanders' offensive coordinator, is a candidate for other jobs. He's been a head coach. This offense is cooking. It's obvious. Of course, he's going to get at least solicited for interviews.
Yeah.
He can turn them down, but if you think he's not going to get asked about it, you live under a rock. Cliff Kingsbury just spoke to the media. We're going to play a little bit of this, and then we're going to have a conversation.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So yeah. You had two guys make the Pro Bowl, Jaden and Terry. Just, you know, what does that mean to you in this offense to see those two make it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a team sport. DQ brought that up. Everybody's attached to everybody else, and it's a great compliment of those guys in their work ethic, how they prepare, and just how they show up every day. They're two of the premier players and people in the NFL, so it's cool to see them get recognized.
Chris Rodriguez has had some good moments when he's come in for you. What kind of how have you seen him improve, even from training camp? And, you know, he says he's feeling more comfortable. Where do you see that?
Yeah, just repetition. New offense that he hadn't played in anything, I don't think, remotely close to kind of what we do. And so there's a comfort level there. He's worked really hard at preparation, prepared like a starter, even when he was doing scout team. And the scout team reps were really good. And so when his number was called, he played at a high level. And the other night, I mean, that's why we had him in on that last drive. He was hot and playing well. And helped us win the game.
Understanding the playoffs are still a week or so away, but when you and the matchup will happen, however it happens, is there any with the short week you got to prep quickly to have a face a team that you've already faced versus one that is just brand new?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the playoffs is such a different beast as far as intensity and focus and how it ratchets up from, you know, I just had the one experience as a head coach that. Whoever you're playing, it's going to be a different type of game, and so I don't think it really does much. We played LA three times, you know, the third time, the one time, and that was unique because you're kind of tired of playing them at that point. They're really good, but I think if it's just the second time, it's such a different experience in the playoffs. I don't think it has too much bearing on it.
And OZ's obviously picked up a lot of production the last couple of weeks. I don't know if anything's changed necessarily, but why is he been able to be so productive the last couple weeks?
Yeah, it's just his number's been called with Noah going down. The opportunity has been there. He's gotten more reps, and he's a guy that in training camp I was blown away by just how talented he was inside, outside. I actually used to call him Oz for the first, like, 2 months. Oz. I'm like, well, it literally says OZ. He's like, it's OZ. So it's like the widest mistake ever. But he has forgiven me, and he's played really well. But great, great person, works really hard. It's cool to see him take advantage of his chances.
I don't even know what to ask him. I feel like we've asked some version of this multiple times, but, I mean, how much did you know about Terry before you got here, and has any part of his game surprised you a bit?
Yeah, that's a great question. Just from afar was a fan, just the way he attacked the ball in the air and you know, ran through smoke and had heard great things about his work ethic and personality. But I think just the intensity each and every day that he shows up. I mean, he's dialed in, he's locked in, he's running full speed routes, whether it's a drill. There's a level of focus there that is rare for anybody in the NFL. And day in, day out, he brings it. And then it's been showing up on game, especially a guy that we don't target a ton. We should definitely try to target more, and I think as we evolve as an offense, that'll get there. But he doesn't have as many targets as some of the premier guys and still has incredible production.
Do you want to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but, yeah, we'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been an awesome, awesome place and has really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport.
And last one, but what did you learn from your first stint? What would you be looking for?
Yeah, I think the first one, I didn't know what I didn't know, really. Coming from college, I bounced around on teams as a player, but not as a coach on any level. And so to come in there, I don't think I set the foundation the way I would do it after watching DQ and how he set the foundation from day one. And it was, these are the standards. This is what we won't compromise. This is what we're going to be. I definitely could have done a better job of that. And kind of once you don't lay it out like that, it's hard to put it back in. You know, it's hard to kind of reset it. And I think that's where he's done such a great job. It's like, this is what we're going to be from day one. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. And the guys bought in. And, you know, he's led in an incredible way by doing that.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
As far as the conversation goes on whether or not you guys should really go full bore to try to win this weekend, momentum is a big topic of conversation. Do you believe that winning this game against Cowboys this weekend can give you momentum into the playoffs, or do you think that's kind of a convoluted topic?
No, I think, you know, I'm speaking from an offensive perspective, but we haven't played as well as we can play for the last 3 weeks. We've found ways. I think in critical moments we've been really good, and we've played hard, and the effort and resiliency has allowed us to win the games, but we haven't come close. Just the execution, play in, play out of what I've seen us be. And so I think for us, we need to play our way into that. It can't wait till the players say, hey, we're going to turn it up and we're going to get it going. And so for me, from that perspective, I'm excited about all of our guys playing and just trying to take another step as an offense.
And then you talked about playoff football being pretty different from regular season football, given that this is obviously going to be Jaden's first time in the postseason. You have some experience with a young quarterback in that situation. Mm-hmm. Have you given any specific thoughts to what you might do to help him prep for that different style of football?
No. he's a very focused, very competitive person. So I think everything I've seen thus far has been he's been up to the challenge. And the bigger the moment, the better he plays.
Cliff Kingsbury talking. Pretty interesting here. Credit to Sam Fortier for asking some difficult but politely difficult questions. It's very obvious to me that Cliff is going to get interest from around the league as a head coach. He had some success in Arizona as a head coach. He clearly has a track record with quarterbacks. Developing the quarterback's the most important thing to do in the NFL. He obviously has the connection with Caleb Williams. They were at USC together. Credit to Nikki Javala. She dug this up. Caleb Williams, this is something, got asked about Cliff Kingsbury earlier this week. And Caleb Williams said, I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. And so in many different aspects that I was just speaking about, I've been around him. So I would say that being around him, knowing him, asking him questions and things like that, I think obviously if he was here, I'd probably have more to say. But I think he fits a bunch of those qualities that I said. You know, Jaden has talked about Cliff's competitive side and how important all that stuff is. There is a lot of reasons to like Cliff Kingsbury, and I think it's pretty darn obvious this is going to be a big factor when the season ends. He has to choose to accept the interviews, right?
Exactly, and he's going to be selective. Like, you hear all the Ben Johnson stuff about him being selective. I think Cliff's going to be selective because he understands what kind of scenario he's got here, right? It's a good one. You know, you don't want to just immediately jump ship and then go somewhere else and then fall on your face again. I think he's going to want to be selective, understanding that he's going to have a quarterback, he's going to have unity like you're seeing in this organization now. So I think overall he's going to be selective. I wouldn't be surprised if it's down the line, but at the same point too, we were talking a little bit off air about this, like, Cliff I don't think wants to deal with all the extra stuff that becomes with being a head coach.
Totally.
And so he's going to have to be fully sold on wherever he goes. Not to say that that doesn't come after another year, but it would not shock me one bit if he's got some opportunities this year, but he turns them down because he wants another year here to kind of enjoy the fact that, like, being a head coach is so much extra stuff. Here, he gets to focus on the offense, he gets to focus on the quarterback, and he talks to us once a week.
Like, right.
I think he enjoys that.
Well, and not everybody might know this, but the way coaches' contracts work, they're fully guaranteed. And so after Cliff took Arizona to a playoff berth in 2021, I believe, he got an extension on his deal. So he's still getting paid like a head coach. So that also changes. There's not going to be – not just – money's money, right? You can always throw more money at it, whatever. But it's not like a lot of NFL assistant coaches, maybe not OCs, but like a lot of these guys are maybe making 400 grand, right? So the first time they get that opportunity to go make a mil and a half, that changes things. Cliff's making plenty of money. Cliff's probably making $5 million a year or something. So I don't think the financial incentive will be the push that it would be for other coaches in other situations. He's getting paid by Arizona, I believe, through the end of the 26th season. So the offsets are there. So it's not going to be a pure financial thing. And then it's so easy and perhaps even lazy to be like, oh, well, you know, him and Caleb Williams. Obviously, him and Caleb Williams have a relationship, and that matters. But he didn't have a relationship with Jaden. He told us that. I asked him last week or something about, has anything with Jaden ever surprised you? And he's like, yeah, you know, I watched the tape, and it was some of the best I've ever seen, but I never knew the dude. Now I know the dude. I know what a great guy he is. If you're Kingsbury, and the jobs that are going to be open that we definitively know about, Bears, Jets, Saints, Jackson, I guess those three for sure, and then a bunch of others, maybe New England, maybe Jackson, probably Jacksonville, maybe the Colts. Like, there's jobs out there, right? Maybe Dallas. Are any of those that appealing? I don't want to. The Bears organization is a dumpster fire.
Well, and that right there is it.
I don't know. The Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, exactly. Terrible ownership. Like, I mean, no thanks, man.
That exactly right there is it. Because I think if Chicago were open, I think it'd be intriguing, you know, obviously with the connection with Caleb. But would you want to go there if you don't know for a fact that the GM's there long term? Do you want to go there if you don't know who's actually calling the shots and just the dysfunction that you see there? Maybe you could fix Caleb Williams, but if you can't get everything else in order when you've got a good situation you're in, you know, that's something that hasn't been able to be said here for, you know, potential head coaching candidates. You're in a perfect situation here where there's alignment with ownership, with the front office, with the coaching staff. So he's not going to leave unless he thinks it's a really, really good opportunity. And I don't know that I see any this cycle that are screaming great opportunity, especially when you look at Chicago. You know, that might just go to Ben Johnson. And I know he's pulling some strings behind the trying to maybe move on from Poles. And who knows if it ultimately goes to him. But if Ben Johnson's doing that, you think Cliff wants to deal with that as well to take that job? Probably not.
Right. Wasn't Cliff in the running for the Bears OC job with Eberflus? And then whatever happened there? Like, whether that was Eberflus or Warren or Poles or ownership or whatever, like, the Chicago thing would not interest me. I don't think Cliff's at all interested in being somebody's second option. Like, Cliff doesn't strike me as a consolation prize kind of fella. And if they're all in on Ben Johnson, like, I recognize the talent Caleb has, and nothing is more intoxicating for NFL coaches than a super talented quarterback. But, dude, the only job definitively I would leave for if I was Cliff Kingsbury, and it is hard to say that this will definitely come up, if the Bengals job comes up,
yes,
you sprint. Well, you sprint to Cincinnati.
And I think there
that's
is,
the only definite to me.
There is something to be said. You know, I do not like how Ben Johnson approached things this offseason. But I think there is something to be said with creating a name and then you have some pull. Cliff Kingsbury, think about if he comes back another year, JP, and they improve. He'd be the top dude on the market, right? Like, he'd be the dude that everybody is going after, and you'd have your choice, you'd have some say, maybe you get a few extra bucks on top of it. So there is something to be said, like, if you don't want to leave for an opportunity this year, which I kind of get the feeling, unless something changes, that he's going to be back next year. If he comes back next year and you improve and Jaden takes another step, and maybe you get a chance at one of the top quarterbacks coming out in the next draft, and you can draft a guy and bring him in. I don't know. I think that might be more intriguing to him than just saying, like you said, do you really want to be option number two behind Ben Johnson for Chicago? Probably not.
If you're looking at jobs that likely become available, if Cincy becomes available, that's an all-out sprint. And they could probably get whoever they want. The chance to work with Burrow is just intoxicating. I also think I see Detroit run the hook and ladder and the running back fall down play. Like, Detroit is the offense they're running up there is spectacular. I don't know that it's a given Ben Johnson's going to be successful wherever he goes.
No, I agree.
I think there's far too much of an assumption there. I think he has proven to be at least a little squirrely with how he handled this operation last year. The way it went with Carolina the year before wasn't the most glowing reviews. Now, you're allowed to be squirrely if you're awesome. You can be a jerk, Like, you can be whatever you want as long as you're awesome. But Dan Campbell is such a human force of nature that that team has total buy-in on a level that allows for awesome offense to be created. I don't know that you can create the Dan Campbell human tornado that without him. You know what I mean? Like, if I think it's hardly a given that that's going to work on
well,
its own.
And by the way, to a lesser extent and not as crazy and meathead, like Dan Quinn's done that here. Right? Like, he's got buy-in from everybody.
Right.
Everybody
right.
talks about Quinn that way. So it's a different style, but everybody feels that way. So, you know, Cliff doesn't have to go anywhere to feel like he's in a perfect spot.
Yeah, I think it's like during the Redskins' glory years, Joe Gibbs had Richie Pettibone kind of forever. Like, I don't remember exactly, but it seemed like Pettibone was the defensive coordinator the whole damn time. And it worked so well, and finally Joe stepped down, and Richie got a year, and it went bad. But that doesn't happen anymore. Like, I don't think Cliff's going to be here for 10 years as the OC.
No.
Well, I think he could be back again next year.
A lot of times it's dudes that have failed multiple times, or it went so bad the first time that end up like that. Like, Spagnuolo's going to be in Kansas City for who knows how long because he never gets interviewed anymore. But it always seems to happen. Cliff's not
but
there.
He also realizes what Spags realizes now in KC is, yo, this is pretty dope and I'm winning Super Bowls and maybe I want to like
exactly right.
It would have to be the perfect job to leave. If you listen to Cliff and read some of the stuff he said about like understanding the difference in his life, he said Washington working with Jaden made him rediscover his love of football.
Yeah.
That's not lip service. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to open these phones at 1 o'clock.